First of all, after Master Day, we have a baptism of Mr. John Manning. And I have the privilege of welcoming him into the Catholic Church. It's a rather long ceremony, but anybody who wishes is welcome to attend. I highly recommend, I urge you to always read the bulletins. But I especially recommend to you last Sunday's bulletin on the Most Blessed Eucharist. It's stapled to today's bulletin. There is a serious fallacy going around today, even among traditionalists, that the faith of the people is sufficient for the transubstantiation to take place. That is a complete heresy. The priest, and the priest alone, has the power to change a piece of bread into the body and blood of Christ. And there are three things necessary for that to take place: the faith of the priest, and the matter, and the form. If any of those three are missing, it doesn't matter how much the people believe. If any of those three things are missing, that piece of bread is still a piece of bread. You can have faith until you're blue in the face. It won't change a thing. We tend to get hung up on matters of no consequence. We focus our attention on the wrong things. We focus on the abortion clinics instead of looking at what got the girl in trouble in the first place, the lack of morality. We focus our attention on the guns and the bombs, but we don't look at what motivated the person who pulled the trigger or made the bomb. Or if we do, we blame it all on society. But who is society? You and I. What are you and I doing about these things? And among traditionalists, we focus ourselves on added things of no consequence. We debate endlessly such questions, if they are questions, as to whether or not there's a pope and such things. That's not why we're here. Why we're here is what takes place on this altar. And only our faith allows us to see what takes place on that altar. Without faith, it's an empty ceremony. And without faith, we let ourselves get lost in these matters of no consequence. The day we die and stand before the judgment seat of God, only one thing is going to concern me and you at that moment, and that is, how much did I love God? How strong was my faith in him? Nothing else is going to make any difference. We must understand what faith is. True faith believes in God and doesn't need any reassurance, either vocally or visionarily. It doesn't pay attention to the voices crying in the desert. It's like the good Saint King Henry, I think it was. He was out in the field one day, and one of his servants came running to him and said, "Come quickly. There's a Eucharistic miracle taking place on the altar in your chapel." The good king said, "No, I don't need to go. I believe." The Blessed Sacrament is essential. It's why we're here. But if the Blessed Sacrament is taken away from us, or those of us who do not have access to it, through no fault of our own, are we thereby damned? No. God is not going to damn us for something beyond our control. What he's going to judge us on is our faith and our love for him. Way back at the turn of the century, somewhere in the Northwest Territory of Canada, in the middle of nowhere, literally, there lived a young family. The nearest town was some 100 miles away, and the nearest priest was the same distance, by horseback. He could only make a visit once every 3 or 4 years, if then. The father died relatively young and left the mother alone with 10 children. There were no neighbors. All she had were her catechism, her rosary, her faith, and her example. But when she died, she left behind 9 Benedictine nuns and 1 priest. My good people, each one of us needs to sit back and look at ourselves and not see us as we want to be seen, but see us as others really see us. And ask ourselves, am I setting a good example? Am I living my faith? May God bless each one of us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.